Tonight's shir, Simon Resh Hey, Si'if Beis Gimel Dalden Hey. Si'if Beis, Al Hamayim Shebishlu Behem Yirakos. On the water that you cook vegetables in that water. Mevarech HaBrocha Atzma, Shemevarech Al HaYirakos Atzman. So that water is the same bracha as the vegetables you cooked in it. Even though it's not the actual vegetable, rather it's the flavors that cook into the water, it gets the same bracha as the water. When do we say this? So when you cook them by themselves, there's no meat in the pot. In but if you add meat to the soup, then the meat is dominant. It overrides the vegetable flavor, it carries the meat flavor, the chicken flavor, and the broth is going to be shahakal. Now, we mentioned back at Simon Reish Beis, a machloikis, the Rashba and the Rosh, when you cook fruits and vegetables in water, does the water take on the bracha of the fruit and vegetable or not? And the Mishnah Brewer over there points out that here, the machad is not being a machloikis. Because over here, we're discussing those vegetables that are not eaten raw. The dominant method of eating them is cooked. So then there's no machlokes. The broth takes on the bracha of the vegetable. The machlokes in Resh Beis, when it's good raw or cooked, and you cook it, the machlokes is what bracha you make on the broth. But if the dominant way to eat it is cooked, then he doesn't begin in machlokes, the broth is going to be the bracha of the vegetable. Mishnah Brura Sifkaton Ches Al Hamayim Shebishtu. The water in which you cook vegetables, Vimshara Yerokas B'mayim. Let's say you soak or steep the vegetables in water. That means for 24 hours. Kasev Beis Yosef B'Simon Resh Beis Adina Kamavushal Beis Yosef Rocks and Simon Resh Beis is the same as cooking. Uche the Kailam Ba'alma we hold in general the Kavush Kamavushal. If a solid sits in a liquid for 24 hours, is halachically the same as cooking it together. That, by the way, is a din d'iraisa. Min ha-Torah, we say kavush kamavushal. Umi kamakom beroitiv shel ugrikis. Now, when it comes to the brine of cucumbers, pickles, shehekavisha hu rak b'shvil ha-ugrikis levat sheyachmitza, the whole purpose of putting the cucumbers in the brine is to make the cucumbers into pickles, to sour the cucumber. Ve'en kavanaso b'shvil me'akvisha klad. There's no interest in the brine itself. There's no interest to drink up the brine. The brine is to cure the pickles. If you would drink that brine, the bracha shahakol, and this is a taz and an elio rabba. But if you're in a place where people, most people in that town are going to take that brine and they're going to dip their bread into the pickle juice, then you might have to make adama. Even if you're just going to drink the brine, not obviously when you have bread with it, because the bread's the ikker, but if you're going to drink the brine in a place where they use the brine, then the brine taka takes on the halacha of the pickles. Od kasef shom eliyabah. The eliyabah says further, Dehu adin berot of shel compost. There's a similar issue with the broth of compost. We call it cabbage, kreut. Shemavarach shahakal. So evidently they're making sauerkraut. So the same way when you make cucumbers into pickles, the brine is shahakal, because the purpose is for the pickle. If you're going to put cabbage in a brine to make sauerkraut, again, the brine is going to be shahakal, because no one's interested in the brine for itself. The ain zet near. Now, this is a problem for us, the Mishnah Brewer says. The fiminig medina seinu, the minig in our land, sha'oichan erotiv kumha kampos atzmo. We eat that brine the same way we eat the cabbage. So this goes back to the previous comment that if you're in a place where they use the pickle juice, then the pickle juice is adama. Where we live, we use the sauerkraut broth. We eat it, just like we eat the sauerkraut. We eat the cabbage and the broth. So then the broth would be adama. Now this is if you're eating the broth of the raw cabbage. But if you cook cabbage, And now you just want to drink the broth. The Taz, who said by pickle juice, that pickle juice is shahakol, he would agree that if I cook the cabbage in the broth and I eat that broth, they make a bar piyadama on the broth of the cabbage like any other meshlokos, like any other vegetables I cook. And what about the broth of sour beets? Shekayin rozel, we call it rozel. Af in bishlam levadon, even if they cook by themselves, mash me'ataz v'rach be'adama. From the taz, it will come out that when you cook beets, the broth is barach be'adama. Kiven de nichbashu behena barikis, you soaked or steeped or pickled these beets, v'kavaras ha'kavishu gam b'shvilon, and the purpose is both for the broth and the vegetable. So the broth is not like pickle juice, the broth will be adama. V'derech alabes v'apas, it's common to eat bread with it. Agrees to this. So when it comes to borscht, the broth is going to be bar pi adama on the broth. However, if you're going to drink it and it was never cooked, it's more likely shahakol. Since normally you only eat it when you cook it. And if I didn't cook it, I just steeped it in water and then I drink the liquid, since it was never cooked, that's most likely shahakol. Umashke borscht hasui me'suvim v'kemach. Now they had this drink where they added bran and flour and other things to it. Mevorach le'en shahakol. That bracha shahakol. Be'en kishoyisnes and chayinu v'vushal makes a difference, cooked or raw, uncooked. Cooked or uncooked. So in this case, this last scenario, it's a beverage, essentially, and by beverages, we're going to just make shahakol, and that's that case over there. Sifkon test, behem yirokas v'chulu. The water in which you cook the vegetables has the bracha of the vegetables. What's allowing you to say, shavoytzen l'gmoya hamayim levad, you're only drinking the broth, the water. Dilum oichlen im hayorok, but if you're having both the vegetable with the broth, ein shayich shum bracha l'mayim, that can make a separate bracha on the water. The nasin tefillah yerek. It's automatically incidental to the yerek. The bracha on the yerek, the bracha on the vegetable covers the broth. Sifka and yud mevarech v'chulu. You make the same bracha on the broth as the vegetable. V'davka kishe shalokan kedei lechol gamas yerek. Now this is only true if when you cook it, your intent is to eat the vegetables. The ilu bishal hayerekos. But if you cook the vegetables, o shiraan, or you soak them in water. With only one intent, I'm going to drink that broth and I'm going to discard the vegetables. Then the bracha shahakol. Therefore, the beverage you make from apples on Pesach, kol kegav or anything like that, is only shahakol. So what the Mishnah is adding here is a new point. When I cook vegetables in water, the water takes on the adama. That's only if I'm going to eat the vegetables. If I eat them together, for sure it's tall. If I don't eat them together, it doesn't make a difference, the broth is adama. But let's say I cook the vegetables and I throw the vegetables away, and I can't bottle this juice, this broth, shahakol. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Yon Av, Shem Mevarech V'chulu. So you make a broch in it like the broch of the vegetable. V'kol zeh b'mina yirokos. Now this is vegetables, the machabes, the vegetables. Ava levivos. But what about dumplings? Shabishlam b'mayim, that you cook in water. Farful lokshin kneiloch. So the Mishnah is a selection of mizonos, pasta type products. We would just say macaroni. Didn't have macaroni. So yes, farful noodles, kneiloch. So you cook that in water. You're not interested in eating the kneiloch right now. Raklishta semay levad. You want to drink that water. Husafik. Does it take on the bracha of the mezoinus, and this broth is mezoinus? Or shahakol, it's shahakol. So what you should do is take a little of the dumpling, make mezoinus. Take something else that's shahakol. Then you have to eat both a sufficient quantity, And then you can drink your canadal water. Now this is a case where your intent is to drink the broth of the dumpling. But if you're a normal person, like everyone eats the canadal with the broth, you're going to have it together. You'll make a mezonos on the dumpling, and you won't have to make a bracha on the broth. Gam kein lekulyam, everyone agreed to that. Upod mezas avoytiv gam kein, that mezonos will also cover the broth, lekulyam to everyone, b'tam tafel, because it's a tafel. The reality is, very few people do this. What we do is, we cook the dumplings and pour out the water and get rid of it. We cook the macaroni and we strain it out. We generally do not want to drink that starchy water that they cook the thing. But we are affluent. We're rich people. We can throw that stuff away. One time, the people lived on that stuff, so they would use it and drink it. Then Now, if you cooked only a few dumplings and a lot of water, clearly the intent of cooking is for the water. It's a practically clear broth. In this case, you cannot say the water is tufel to the dumpling. In this case, the water is for sure shahakel. On those few dumplings, they'll make a mezonos. Even in that case, it's better to make a shahakel on something else to avoid an issue of ikar and tufel. So this is what we talk about. If you have a bowl of soup with a few noodles, or a canadal, it's a big bowl of soup. If you make a mezonos on the noodles or the canadal, you now have a shayla to make a shahakal on the soup. So it's better to make the shahakal on something else. And if you don't have something else, what we usually say is make shahakal on the soup first and then the mezonos and canadal second. Because that way you avoid the shayla. If I make a mezonos first, I'm stuck. Now I don't make shahakal anymore. If I make a shahakal first, I still zicha make a mezonos afterwards. So you know, usually mezonos comes for shahakol, not in this case. If you have a bowl of soup with a few noodles, if your bowl of soup was full of noodles, you just make mezonos. But if it's a bowl of soup with some noodles or some canadal, so mezonos on the canadal, shahakol something else, or shahakol first, then mezonos second. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yud Beis. Afal pi she'ein behem v'chulu, even though the broth only has the flavor of the yerek, it gets the brocha of the yerek. Now this is because you're cooking the vegetable in just water. The water has no flavor of its own. So when you taste it, what are you tasting? You're tasting the vegetable. So you make an adamah. But let's say I cooked the vegetables in vinegar that has its own flavor. Or this liquid that's made with the bran and flour, shakar and kvass. See, before he called it borscht. Here he calls it kvass. Sheesh ben tam b'fnei atzman has its own flavor. Or I would say, if you make a milchik soup, and there's milk, and there's vegetables cooking in the milk, the milk has its own flavor. In those cases, ein nigru hamashka acha hayorak, the broth does not adapt the broth of the vegetable. Because it has its own flavor. Umevarchal of shahakol, the bracha shahakol, kishishos, so somebody asks if you drink it by itself. Vodim b'mashka borsh, u meishriyas burikas chamutzim, there's another thing, borsh, which again, before probably should have said kvass. There's a borsh, which is the water or liquid that you use to cook or steep beets. Shabishlam yirokas and basar v'roz v'shosom levado. Now, this recipe has other vegetables and meat together with the borscht. A mevarcha la borscht shahakol, we're not going to say shahakol on the borscht, mishum tam basar shenikla bo, because it got the flavor of the meat. Ud kameh, as we're going to say in the est of the halacha, that if there was meat in the soup, it becomes shahakol. We're not going to say that. El bor pi adam, why? Kimet sheish lamashka tam atzma bilhi basar, because without the meat, it has its own flavor from the beets. So again, this idea that if you cook something else, it gets the bracha thing you cook, well, it depends. If I start off with borscht and I add meat and cook it, it won't become shahakos of the meat. The borscht has its own flavors. You already had done one before you started. And the meat's not going to take that away. Now, if he's eating the meat besides the borscht, then it makes more sense to say shahakos on the meat. and have in mind to cover the broth. It makes sense that if they're eaten together, the meat is the ikar and the broth is secondary. Even if I would drink the broth by itself, it's adama. But if I'm eating it with the meat, odds are it's shahakal. If you have a vegetable soup and you add in meat, the meat dominates and the broth on the broth is shahakal. The vegetables give flavor to the soup, but the meat gives flavor to the soup. The meat flavor is more important, more significant. That becomes the dominant. Therefore, even if he's just having the broth, even though there's no meat on his plate, doesn't make a difference. But if he's going to have vegetables in his plate with the soup, and he's eating them together, and so then he'll just make a broch on the vegetable. The merk nasa tafel gam layork, because the broth is tafel to the vegetable also. Vida oid, and you should know further. The york gufa bevad nasa tafel abos, so the vegetable is not tafel to the meat. Kinen shabal lemoz nasovak, is coming there for sustenance, and that's the meal. So if you make this vegetable soup, and you add to the soup meat or chicken, and you have a bowl of soup with the vegetables, you're going to make an adama. You make an adama on the vegetables and the soup, and that covers the broth as well. Se'iv gimel, im sechata, einu mevorach al oisem mashkan al shahakol. When you take fruits or vegetables and squeeze them, the liquid that comes out is only shahakol. Mishnah Berurah sefkan yudav, im sechata mechulu. Te yoyser yoytzi tam hayorak ayde bishol meyde eschita. Even though when you cook it, we're saying the broth gets the bracha of the vegetable, that's because more flavor comes into the broth when you cook it than when you squeeze it. So even fruits that we commonly squeeze, like oranges, gam ken birchos and shahakol, the bracha on the juice you squeeze out is shahakol. Even if you crush them up, the bracha is shahakol. Se'iv dalet. Chatochan lechatichus ketanos. If you cut up vegetables into small pieces, lo nishtanes birchoson v'pnei kach, that does not change the bracha. Mishnah Berurah sefkan as well. Lechatichus ketanos, small pieces. Kevon sheniker idayin ta'aron mitzvira samiksa, since it's still noticeable, their shape and appearance a little bit, the bracha is intact. Ayin le'el simnesh beis sifzayim agnevom sifkan yuches, look back in simnesh beis agnevom, well, come on, simnesh ches sifkan namaches mishnah Berurah, later with taskas and simnesh ches also. Sifkan design birchasa, the bracha is the same. Bein davish birchasa be'pi adama, or be'pi, it makes no difference if the original bracha was etzva adama. When you cut it up, it's still etzva adama. Sifkan yizayim b'nekach, it didn't lose its bracha. V'shum shemin shetechanon, what about ground sesame? Nishtanis birchasan mi pri ha'adama l'shahakol. That goes from pri ha'adama to shahakol. V'neshein surasan, and klal, you can't tell ground sesame what it was. V'dasa evan o'ezer da'afil techanon mevorach pri ha'adama. Now, evan o'ezer disagrees. And he says ground sesame is still pri ha'adama. In lo sh'asven mashkin, unless you made from it like a sesame oil, does birchos and shahakol, then it's shahakol. Huva b'shai tshuva, it's born shai tshuva. So what's halva? Halva is sesame. Yeah. So the Parsha Halach is saying is that the broch and halva is shahakol. The Evan Oizer would argue that maybe it's adama. So if hey, halafes, turnip, kishu chai, if it's raw, mevarach lov shahakol, the broch shahakol. Amavushal, if it's cooked, o kovish b'chomets o b'chadol, or it sits in a brine for a while with vinegar or mustard, then it becomes bar pi adama. Mishnah Berurah sefkan yuches, halefes kruchai v'chulu, raw turnip is shahakol. Halefes tov yoyse mevushol mechai, because we're assuming now that you're dealing with a variety of turnip that is better cooked than raw. V'lefes humasha anu korin merin v'ribin, we call it merin v'ribin. V'ayim magen avram shemefakden zem, magen avram disagrees with halacha. V'ayim betur shemevi gamken sheish goyim shesayim levarach al chai bar pi adama. The Torah brings Ga'inim, who also held that raw turnip is Adama. So Chai Adam says it depends. Do people eat them raw or not? If they eat them raw, it's Adama raw. If they don't, then it's not. Look in the Shvasa Adam is a whole discussion. So we know that Merin is carrots. So he's lumping carrots together with turnips because the carrots that they had in Europe were not eaten raw. They were not a sweet variety. They're very probably closer to parsnip than to what we consider carrots. So the horses ate it, the animals ate it, but people didn't eat it. If you cooked it, you would eat it. Our carrots are a sweet variety of garden carrots. We eat carrots, and we won't make, so what's in the notes? It all depends on the variety. If it's the kind of thing that is common to eat raw, you'll make adama raw. If it's not common to eat raw, then you'll only make the bracha when you cook it, when it's edible, when it's cooked. That's when you make the bracha.